Hey, Steve here, and this is episode 99 of Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. I'm so excited. I can't tell you. It's almost here. 100. This is 99. 100 is next. You know, it goes 99, 100. Yay! All right. We're almost to episode 100. Remember that episode 100 is Casey Bell of ShakeUpLearning.com. We'll be talking all kinds of good Google stuff. And 101 is Brian Cohen, author of the TED Saves the World series and co-host of the Sell More Book Show. Today I'm going solo, and I'm talking about graduation time, 7 do's. Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? Check us out there, Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, I'm so glad you're here today. This time of the year, you know, it's May, and for high schools, May means graduation time. And today I'm talking 7 do's for graduation time. So whether you're a teacher or you're the principal, these 7 do's should hit home just a little bit. All right, so let's kind of start here by saying this. You know, I was once asked what I like best about my job as a principal, and it's very simple for me to answer that question. First of all, it's this. What I liked tremendously, what I liked the most in my job was graduation. Now, what's funny is that usually people laugh when I say that, especially parents and educators. Why? Well, because they assume that what I mean is that I want to see the kids go. You know, they think it's funny because what they think I'm really saying is that, yeah, I can't wait to see them leave. Go, go, go. You know, like that Dr. Seuss book, Go, Marvin K. Mooney, Go. Go now, you know, that type of thing. But that's not what I meant. You know, and it's funny, you know, after they laugh a little bit and they realize, I'm not really laughing. What I'm talking about is that graduation time is the coolest event, especially if you were one of their teachers or if you were their principal and you interacted with them and you remember them and you knew them and you connected with them. Because this is it. This is something that we all have in common. We all have in common that high school graduation. It connects us as citizens of this country. And what's really cool is that when we go through graduation, they want to have memories. They want to be connected to you. They want to remember every little bits and pieces. Come on. Now, don't you recall graduation time? Do you? I mean, think about it. Do you recall your high school graduation? You know, what's funny is that, you know, some of it may be a blur, and, you know, some of you don't have as great of memories of it, may not care to remember it, but most of us do remember it, and whether we want to or not, there's just some cool aspects to it. And, you know, part of it is that lots of family come together, and you only have so many tickets, so you have to go through deciding who gets the tickets. You know, if you go to a very large school that has not so large a space, there's only so many tickets you can give out, and so you got to check and see which ones are on the good list and which ones are on the, can't wait to see until we get home at the party or whatever, you know. And that's just part of what happens. But there's so many cool stories that if you talk to most people, they're going to remember something about their graduation. One of my favorite memories of graduation of my own is that, you know, I attended a very large high school, and this high school had 578 kids in that graduation class. That was a pretty good sized class. And the, you know, one of the things that I remember, I was in the band, and as a senior graduating, I didn't have to play in the band, but I wanted to play one more time. So I got to play in the opening just a little bit before they made all the seniors line up to process in. And so I played just a little bit and then said my goodbyes and went back in with the seniors. And so got that one last time to play in the band. And that's just one of the memories that I have. Well, what about you? Do you have some memories of your graduation? Do you remember your graduation? I know most of us do. Well, one of the things that goes with that is that as a principal, one of the things that I remember most about graduations, and I got to tell you, this is why I will tell people this today. As a principal, my all-time favorite part of my job was very simple. I liked graduation. And this is why. Number one, you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland and people are getting their pictures made with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy and all of them? You know modern characters like, from Frozen or something like this. You got to have Olaf there or something. You know, the point is that I often felt like at graduation time, I felt like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck simply because I'm having my picture made with lots and lots of people. I'm being introduced to grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and sisters and cousins, you know, and everybody who's there. And they're taking pictures with me and their son or their daughter, whoever it is that's the graduating senior. And it's a blast. I'm getting to shake hands and getting hugs and stuff. I felt like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. It was so cool. I'm meeting families and extended families. And it just right now, I mean, I'm getting an adrenaline rush just remembering and thinking about it. But that all came afterwards. The parts that I liked even more, because I love that. It's so cool because they're so happy when they've graduated. But one of the parts I liked even more was the actual graduation. You get to hand them their diploma and say something if you're the principal. And what I mean by this is let's just forget about graduation speeches and stuff like that for just a minute, because in a minute I'm going to go through my seven do's and we'll get into those. But as a principal, what is so cool is that you're standing there on stage and you're holding that diploma cover, because if you're like a lot of schools, you don't actually give them their diploma when they walk across the stage. You want to keep them following the decorum of the graduation ceremony, so you just hand them the cover, and then they come back a little bit later, and then they get the diploma. But the, got to make sure we got control of this all the way to the last minute. But when you're standing there, and you're looking, and they're at the edge of the stage, what's so cool is that when their name is announced, I don't care how cool they think they are, they smile. When they hear their name, they smile. That may be a smirk. It may be a giant Cheshire cat grin. But they smile. And that's because the time has come for it to be real. That they are going to graduate. And I got to tell you something. I'm not big into some of the schools who don't want anybody to show any emotion. We can't clap. We can't cheer. We can't shout. And we definitely don't want the graduate to do anything, different, like, I don't know, run up and hug the principal and look at the audience and smile or raise their hands. No. Oh, man. I love that stuff. And I actually encouraged it because it is so cool. I want them to just let that emotion come through them. And right now, I'm feeling it again. And those days, you feel that emotion coming from the kids. And you know that power could just light up a city if you hooked it into them right then and there. It is awesome. That's what I like so much about my job as a principal, was graduation day, handing them that diploma, getting those hugs, getting those handshakes, seeing their smile, then afterwards feeling like Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, shaking hands, smiling, getting pictures made, meeting all the family members, just being part of the excitement of the next step. And whether you're the principal and you get that excitement on the stage, or whether you're the teacher who gets that excitement on the stage or being part of the graduation ceremony or even just sitting in the audience, you got to go. You got to go because it is so amazing being at graduation, because this is what it's all about for them. This is their thing. This is what they've been living for, and now they're going to be there. This is it. Graduation time. So, here are my 7 do's for graduation time. Whether you're principal, whether you're a teacher, whatever your role in the school, number 1 of my 7 do's is that you do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours. And if they ask you to do it, sign theirs. You know, do it. By the way, you better be ready, because if you don't know the kids, they're not going to know what to write to you. And they're not even going to know what to think if you don't, if you just, you know, ask them. Because if they don't know who you are, if they have to ask you, who are you again? I'm your principal. That's not good. Well, the key is, if you've interacted with the kids, buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours. I guarantee you they're going to ask you to sign theirs. And once they know that you're going to have a yearbook for them to sign, you'd be surprised. No one's going to write bad things in it. Yeah, if you need to remind them, hey, remember, my kids might read this someday. They're going to say cool things, especially if you were somebody who interacted with them along the way. They're going to remember that, and they're going to write about it. So, number 1 do on my list is do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours. Some of my coolest memories, when I'm feeling down, what I love to do is I like to go pull out that yearbook and I like to look at what the kids said. It is so cool. Well, if number 1 is do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign it, number 2 is do go to the senior breakfast, lunch, dinners, barbecues, and interact and play. Oh my goodness, definitely play. Don't just eat. Don't just talk. You know, get in there with them. If they're playing games, if they're playing football, whatever they're doing, you know, Frisbee, I don't care how bad you are. Matter of fact, the worse you are at it, the better they're going to love it. So, number 1 of my 7 do's, do buy a yearbook. Number 2 is do go to the senior breakfast, lunch, dinners, barbecues, and interact and play. Well, if number 1 is do buy a yearbook, and number 2 is do go to the senior breakfast, number 3 is do go to other celebrations and interact, speak if asked. For example, like baccalaureate. If you have a baccalaureate celebration, don't avoid it. Go to it. If the kids come to you and say something like, you know, would you mind speaking? Oh my goodness. Don't run the other way. Say yes, I'd be happy to. And enjoy it and have fun. And go and be part of their memories of all of this. Especially once it's over with, stay to the very end and interact with them and their families outside on the lawn, because it's getting close to graduation time and it is so cool. Just listening to them talk about their hopes and dreams and meeting their family members. Well, out of my 7 do's at graduation time, if number 1 is do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours, and number 2 is do go to senior breakfast, lunch, dinners, barbecues, and interact and play, number 3 is do go to other celebrations and interact, speak if asked, well, my number 4 7 do's at graduation time is do go to graduation. Whatever your role in the school is, this is the time. If you interacted with the kids and they know who you are, they don't have to look at you and go, who are you again? I kid you not. You might have some colleagues like that. You know, do go to graduation, because as a high school teacher, as a high school administrator, as a high school principal, this is what it's all about to you. Graduation. This is what you've been working for. For those of you who don't work in high schools, you know, the kids are going to invite you. They're going to send you something. Don't ignore it. If you're their elementary school teacher, their middle school teacher, if they reach out to you and invite you, stop by and say hi and say, hey, would you mind coming to my graduation? Oh, don't go the other way. Don't say, you know, I wish I could, but I've really got this really big thing I got to do that day. I don't remember what the thing is, but I got to do it. Don't do that. Go, because not only you'll be part of their memories, but it's going to make you feel good, because this is what you've been helping them work towards, which is going, getting to graduation time and having that future for themselves. So if number 4 is do go to graduation, number 5 is if you're asked, do talk at graduation. And if you talk at graduation, and you know, it's funny because a lot of people are worried about this. They're like, I don't know what I would say. I'd blah, 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 blah. You know, principals, sometimes your faculty may have, if you're a new principal, I went to one place where I was told that, you know, it was their tradition that the principal did not speak. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but that tradition is going to stop, and I'm going to start a new one, and I will speak. And it was just funny because they weren't used to that. They'd never had principals speak because a lot of them like to avoid that. Well, don't avoid that. If you're a teacher and you're asked to speak, don't avoid that. Whatever your role in the school, if you're asked to speak, you know, that's awesome. That means there's some reason why they want to remember you on that special day. So keep that in mind. And that's so very important that you recognize that, because when we talk about school, this is a huge day in their lives because it's the big break before the next journey that they're going to go, the next adventure they're going to go forward into. So if you're asked, do talk at graduation. Now, one caveat. If you're going to talk at graduation, don't get caught up in the terrible future world and you're going to make it better, or past generations let us down and you're our only hope. You know, those things are said over and over again and nobody remembers them. Remember, graduation is about the kids. So make it about the kids. Were you there during their last couple years, or what you remember? I mean, make it about them. Can you talk about that? The fantastic, events that happened in the fall, and then the fantastic events that happened in the spring. You know, actually find some kids that you can use their name. Don't use their full name. Use first name, so that it could be about different kids in the school, and those kids are going to recognize it when you use their names. And make sure that you know enough about enough kids across the school, so that you're not just, you know, choosing like, you know, the star football player. Nothing wrong with that. My point is that so you're not just choosing from certain categories and groups of kids. Like just the athletes, or just the actors, or you fill in the blank. The point is choose from different groups, because you have so many in your school. And if you've interacted with them along the way, talk about it. Talk about the lunch. Talk about mistakes that you made. Talk about things that they'll probably remember. And here, let me give you a few examples. For example, we had a bunch of tables that needed to be replaced, and a bunch of chairs. Well, I went through and chose the chairs and tables that these just are cracked. They're dysfunctional. We need to get rid of these things. And I forgot to order the replacements. When you're in a school that's just under 2,000 kids, that's a big oops. Because then for several weeks at the beginning of school year, we had standing room only in the cafeteria. And I said, dude, sorry, guys, that was my fault. And, you know, they remember that. You know, they're all laughing about it. You know, it's, you know, come up with those things that happened during the year. So if you had something goofy like that happened, what about talking about some of the good things that happened? You know, like, did they remember the, you know, that special day when you had so-and-so visit? Or you know, like one day we had a NASCAR driver come to the school and brought his vehicle with him. And they got to interact with him. And then they got to use these special simulators. And it was all about learning safe driving skills and stuff like this. Or you know, whatever that special day was. You know, in one school I never found out who the kids were that did this, but I talked about the prank that they pulled. And what they did was they put all kinds of boxes full of leaves and stuff in my parking place. I don't know how early they got there, but I got there about 6:30 in the morning, and those boxes were in my place. And I'm like, what the heck is this all about? And so I just pulled out of my car, and the great thing is they weren't filled with concrete. So I was able to move them out of the way. Well, when I told that story, you heard this little laughter going through. Well, when the kids came across the stage who did it, they said, just want to let you know, I was part of that. You know, that's the type of stuff you want to include. If you have a senior trip and you go on it, then you have something to tell. If you were at that special game, if you were at that special event, if you participated at lunchtime when you had gaming going on, if you, you know, whatever it is. You know, when we had a senior trip one year that went to one of those water places down in Orlando, Florida, as well as Universal or Disney World or something like that. And we went to one of those water places, and I did one of those giant slides that, you know, you're up there and I forget if it was called Bombs Away or something like that, but it was one of those slides that you're up there in the tube and they suddenly push the button and you go, wow, all the way down, you know, and we had good memories recalling that. So my point is make, if you get to talk at graduation, make it about the kids. So do talk at graduation. Just make it about the kids. Make it about their year. Make it about their years. Things that you can go back to, that you can recall. And if you can get a little specific about a few of them, do that. Just spread that wealth around so that there can be some good chuckles in that group. So if number one is do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours, and number two is do go to senior breakfast, lunch, dinners, barbecues, and interact and play, number three is do go to other celebrations and interact, speak if asked, number four is do go to graduation, number five is do talk at graduation, just make it about the kids, number six, of my 7 do's at graduation time is do stay to the very end of graduation. Close it down. Be there with the very last family. It is awesome. Don't leave as soon as it's over with. Don't assume that they don't want to be around you, because they do. If you're a teacher, the kids who had you, they want to be seen with you. They want to take pictures. In today's modern world, they're going to have their selfie sticks out. They're going to have their iPhones, their smartphones, their Androids out. They're going to be taking pictures, selfies, all kinds of things, saying, come on over here. I want you to meet my grandmother. I want you to meet my aunts. I want you to meet my uncles. Can you take a picture with us? And they'll get people to ask if they can take pictures. Remember what I told you earlier? Feeling like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? This is when it happens. And it's so cool. Spend that time with them. And it's burned in your brain as well. And you'll remember why you became a teacher, why you got involved in education. Graduation time will burn it back into your skull and say, dude, this is what it's all about. This is so cool. And they want you to be part of their memories. So do stay to the end of graduation. Close it down. Be there with the very last family. Have fun and smile about it. What else you got to do? You're going to enjoy it, and they're going to love you for doing it, and you're going to have the best memories ever. So don't get out of there as soon as you can. Stay to the very end. Well, number 7 of my 7 do's at graduation time is do go to graduation parties, because you're going to be invited, or people are going to talk to you about it. Parents are going to say, hey, would you stop by? And once again, this is one of those things, you can make so many excuses. You know, I got this thing I got to do, or, you know, I hear my mom calling me, or, you know, I got to do dinner over here, that type of thing. Oh, come on, really? Yeah, I don't think so. Go to them. Go to them. Just don't be dumb. No adult beverages allowed. Even if, you know, make sure that you focus on the parties where there's adult supervision. That's where you want to go. And you want to interact, and you want to have fun, and you want to meet the families, and you want to have food with them. And just remember to turn down if an adult's offering you some sort of beverage. If the kids aren't allowed to have it, you don't do that, all right? You just keep in mind that you don't want to do that. And try and get in as many as possible that evening. You know, stay for 30 minutes to an hour and have fun. Interact with the parents, congratulate them, talk with their kid, talk with their friends that are there, and have fun. Go to those parties. Be part of their memories of everything. Enjoy. And enjoy it with them, because the energy they're having, the feelings, the euphoria is so amazing. And it will remind you once again why you got into education. When you see them interacting with their families, when you see them smiling, having fun, laughing, laughing and talking about parts of the graduation and this and that and the other and all things about their senior year. And they start remembering when they were in kindergarten and, you know, all the way through elementary school. Graduations are awesome. So in thinking back to today's talk, you know, I can't say enough about the following. When it's graduation time, which it is now, it's important for you to think about these 7 do's. So here are my 7 do's once again. Do buy a yearbook and ask the kids to sign yours. And if they ask you to sign theirs, do it. That's 1. 2, do go to senior breakfast, lunch, dinners, barbecues, and interact and play. 3, do go to other celebrations and interact, speak if asked. 4, do go to graduation. 5, do talk at graduation. Just make it about the kids. 6, do stay to the end of graduation. Close it down. Be there with the very last family. And 7, do go to graduation parties. Just don't be dumb. No adult beverages allowed. And focus on the ones with adult supervision. Thanks for listening. Go to graduation.
Hey, did you know that we're now available on Google Play Music? That's right. You can now find Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 on Google Play Music. Check us out.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes Store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the heart of Georgia Precinct.